Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. Dealing with anxiety. Now let's be clear about this. Believers can be anxious. They can be fearful. They can be worried. They know what stress is from time to time. They can be depressed, cast down. They can be disappointed or frustrated. These are the kinds of words. Cast all your anxiety on him and so on. Yes, the believer can be anxious. Stop pretending. Evangelicals are masters at pretense. We can try to make out that we're whiter than white, as it were, that we're, everything's wonderful, we've got an answer to everything. We haven't. Peter doesn't say, if you are weak, those weak souls among you who are anxious. My friend, the best of us, the strongest of us, the most mature among us are not free of this reality. He knows. He understands. He assumes the reality because it's there. We all know what it is. Paul asked the Ephesians, pray for me, he says, when I preach. Not that I'll have the right notes or got my PowerPoint in order, that I'll have the courage to speak as I ought to speak and not to be feeble and draw back. Sorry, I got a bit too excited there. But this man is concerned because he knows the possibility of fear. So, anxiety comes. And as one anxiety goes out the door, another one comes in. We never seem to be free of it. How should we tackle it? Well, this is easy. This is a wonderful promise. It's a marvelous text. But, of course, Cowper's hymn keeps coming back to me. Sweet truth and easy to repeat, but when my faith is sorely tried, I prove myself a learner, yet weak, unstable, and all the rest of it, apt to slide. I'm really not able to cope. I'm a learner still. Well, here's the text. Cast all your anxiety, and you have bags of them. Cast all your anxiety on him, on God himself. What a friend we have in Jesus. Cast all your anxiety, and then the reason is given. The command is given, the duty, the privilege, the responsibility, the encouragement. The hope is offered. Cast all your care upon him, all your anxiety, because he cares for you. The Father's love. But it's not just a weak Father. This is the sovereign God. His power, his sovereignty, his will, his grace, his love is all for you, says Peter. And he cares out. He cares for you. He looks out for you and he looks after you. Oh, well, I'm sure you know the chorus. It comes from a hymn by a man called Edward Joy. What a name. It's a great name for this hymn. Salvation Army man. All your anxiety, all your care, bring to the mercy seats, leave it there. Never a burden he cannot bear. All your anxiety, all your care, bring it. Never a friend like Jesus. Well, as I say, sweet truth and easy to repeat. But I hope, brother, sister, if any of you are passing through a time of anxious care, you may hear and heed this promise. He cares for you. God cares for you. He cares for you before the foundation of the world, and he sent his son to die for you. Jesus ever lives to make intercession for you, and he's coming back again for you. Cast all your burden on the Lord. And however weak you are, cast it there. For me, I have to learn, leave it there. Bring all your anxiety, all your care, bring to the mercy seat, leave it there. That's the right word, Mr. Joy. That's the right word. May God give us grace. Oh, unbeliever, what are you missing by not coming to Christ? Oh, that you would trust Jesus and find not only your sins, but all your cares and anxieties cast upon the Lord. The blood of Jesus Christ indeed washes from all sin. And it certainly washes away all care. And one day all cares, all tears, all sighs will be removed for those who are in Christ.